You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you. Good afternoon, my family. My friends, welcome to another episode of Declaring the Finished Work, and this is your host, Pat Randall. I will be continuing today on the message or the encouragement entitled, Why is the Church Afraid? And this is part three of a 2022 remix. So I'm looking back over the topic. I listened to these old messages, and now I'm bringing in and including where we are right now, because I previously did this podcast series in 2019. And over the past 3 years, quite a few things have happened. When I first presented it, there was no pandemic. And of course, that definitely changed our environment, not only in the world, but also in the church and how we do church. And also it gave us the opportunity to reflect on where we are in our lives, because we were forced to come face to face with where we are really, because there's nothing like a crisis to show you what is really your belief system, what you really believe, what really steers the course of your life. And it has been a great opportunity, if it's used properly, to learn and to grow and to look over the things that you believe and to question yourself, well, why am I believing this? Am I believing it because it's a traditional belief and it's just been passed down? Or is it something that out of my relationship with the Lord and through my personal study and the anointing of the Holy Spirit in my life, showing me the truths that are available to me as a child of God? Well, anyway, let me pray and then we're going to jump right in. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for my life. I thank you for the life of the people in the earth, those who know you, those who are going to know you, and those who are fighting against knowing you. But the one thing I am certain of is your love for us. For you so love the world that you gave your life. You gave your life for us so that we could better understand just how much you loved us. That you were willing to go by way of the cross to demonstrate that your love has no limits. That your forgiveness has no limits, and your mercy and your compassion has no limits. And we thank you for that. We thank you today for another opportunity to look at your word, to look at your spirit and how you have dealt with us as shown through the scriptures, and also through our experiences of living day to day with you, knowing that you are in us, full and complete. All of who you are is within us. The kingdom of God is within us. I thank you for the revelation today during this time. Speak, Holy Spirit, that we may hear individually and as a body. And I pray this in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen and amen, amen. And as I've been saying in the previous two episodes on why is the church afraid, it has a lot to do with the teachings that we have been on it. And this is not to throw out all that we've been taught. Because this is a process. This is a process for all of us as we grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, and our understanding deepens. And hopefully you are willing to continue to go deeper in this exploration of Christ in me, my hope of glory. Glory to God. And I believe I mentioned before that we spend a lot of time, and I know for myself, I spent a lot of time eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And this is something that I am constantly on guard against, because it's so easy to fall into something and to judge it so quickly and say, oh, this is good, this is evil. But the wisdom that we need to be able to see things rightly, it comes from God. We're never going to quite get it. We have to receive this wisdom from the Spirit of God. This is a wisdom that is beyond the human wisdom and the human reasoning that we so often use. But there is a tree of life, which is Christ Jesus. That there is life that goes beyond just a black and white. Why would there be mercy and why would there be grace if it was either it's good or it's evil? And that's the full explanation of things. When God extended a love that is unconditional, a salvation that is unconditional, other than the fact that you just need to believe that it's a free gift and just accept it. Accept what he has given you, because he's already given it. It's easy for us to, looking through our own eyes and our own perspectives, to mistake good for evil or evil for good. And when we do this, it's also easy for us to end up in a place of deception. And man loves to teach from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil because it's easier for us to be deceived into thinking that some person or people are our enemies, when we only have one enemy, and he is a spirit, and the name he has been given is Satan, the devil, the prince of the air, whatever name you want to give it. It's a spirit of darkness, and it is the opposite of what God is. The church has believed for so long that what it means to be not of this world means that we are to judge it, we are to condemn it, we are to disassociate from it, because it is evil. And what we don't realize is that when we respond in this manner, what we are actually doing is participating in and supporting this system by giving its power to exist. How we see things impacts how we respond to them. And how we respond to them also impacts others, because it affects how we treat other people, how we see them, how we speak to them, the decisions that we make about people. And the reason why I say that when we judge and condemn and disassociate ourselves from the people of the world, and I use air quotes, because we deem them as being evil, that we are actually participating in this world system, and we're actually giving it power to exist, because we forget that we are connected. There is no getting around it. We are connected as the body of Christ. We are connected. But as the people of the world, we are all connected. The things that happen to the in this world not only impacts the saved, but it also impacts the unsaved, just as the rain, God's rain, falls on the just and the unjust. You know why? Because we're all connected. Let me read this scripture from Romans 5, and it actually speaks of our connectivity, right? Now, we may not be one in the sense that we are moving in love together and we're moving in this harmony and peace together, but we are connected. Whether it's a positive connection or a negative connection, we are connected. Romans 5, and I'm going to start reading in verse 12. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. Talking about Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ. But the free gift is not like the trespass. Let me say that again. But the free gift, this free gift they're talking about is salvation. But the free gift is not like the trespass, which is the sin that Adam committed in the garden. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. It's different, is what it's saying. That this free gift that Jesus has given us is different from that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation. But the free gift following many trespasses, many, brought justification. Glory to God. Let me see where I am. I'm losing my spot here. Okay, verse 17. For if because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness, the gift of righteousness, okay? Righteousness is a gift. Reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. Not some men, but for all men. For as by one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. This is all possible because we're all connected. Because we were all connected to Adam, we suffered under the curse of the law of sin and death. But now, the second Adam, well, Jesus Christ is referred to as the second Adam, through this one act of righteousness, it has led to justification and life for all men. God created us to be connected to one another. to actually be in relationship with one another. But he wants us to be in right relationship with one another. There's a scripture that also says, because of what Jesus Christ has done, we are now at a place that we should no longer judge man by the flesh. I won't go any further than that, because that's that. As I was thinking about that, that's a whole nother thing that I can get into. But we want to be able to be secure in this life, in this world, no matter what is going on. And if we are not believing correctly in what Jesus Christ has done for us through this grace and this gift of righteousness, then we will waver and we will doubt. We will even doubt our relationship with the Lord. And we will waver in that. And we will become fearful. We become fearful whenever we disconnect from God and we don't stay anchored in Him, because He's in us. And if we don't stay connected to His presence in us, oh, we will be fearful. Let me read this scripture that speaks of God's everlasting love. In Romans 8, I'm going to start in verse 31. This is just a scripture. It's a word for us so that we will be secure in who we are and who we are to God, to our Father, how He loves us and how He cares for us. And we can be secure in that, even when we falter, when we get into trespasses, and when we get into sin, whatever it is, we make our beds in hell, that He's there. He's committed to us. Romans 8, verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Remain in His love. Remain in His love. Continuously remind yourself of this love. If you have to go back and read the scripture out loud so you can hear yourself reading it, be secure in the love of God. Let Him love you in all circumstances. Let Him love you while you're doing good. Let Him love you while you're doing bad. Let Him live in this love. It is a love that will keep you in all circumstances. And another encouragement and admonishment I'd like to give to you today is to stay awake in these church organizations. You take responsibility for your faith. You study and you show yourself approved, not to man, But before God, you want to know him and know him for yourself. A man can only give you what he has based on where he is. Know who God is. Search out the scriptures for the nature of God. He has spoken to us in these last days through his Son. His Son has the last word. Lord, I thank you for the broadcast today. I thank you for everything that you have spoken through me. I thank you that those who are listening will only take what they need and not just accept something if it's not speaking to them, speaking to their spirit, but they will only eat what they need, what you are showing them. And I thank you for that. I thank you that you are with each one of us, that each one of us, even though we are alike because we are from the same species, the human race, but each one of us are uniquely made, just as in all creation. There are no identical things. And you purposely created things where each one has something that sets them apart, that makes them different. Thank you, Lord, for so much attention that you have given to creation and to mankind. Thank you for loving us in a way that we will never fully understand until we're face to face. It's a blessed assurance. It's a blessed assurance. So guys, be blessed. And remember that tomorrow night, let's see, where are we on the calendar? Let's see. I think that it is, what is it? Okay, so tomorrow is the 27th, which is the fourth Friday. So I believe that's Friday night. Fourth Friday is Friday Night Joy. Yep. Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and be blessed. Amen, amen. And just stay encouraged. Just remember that the spirit of fear, the spirit of deception is running rampant. But God has given you the ability to discern and to know the difference. And if you're not certain, then you speak to the Holy Spirit and wait for his response. He will show you. He will show you. Trust in the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. He is there for you. Well, that's it for me for the day. God bless you. Until next week, God willing.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.